Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I love this. This is my type of party. I love this.
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, Tom. You're up early.
Well, it is draft day. How you doing?
Well, I'm great. I'm having a great day. How about you?
Well, I'm sitting here eating my pancakes, thinking about moving number one.
Happy draft day. It's the Parkinson Spiegel draft special. Tell a friend, watch us on X and YouTube and Twitch, the Odyssey app, the Score. We're good enough to be your first screen. We'll settle for your second screen option tonight. Draft coverage on the Score presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We'll have a report from whatever Shane Reardon has seen in the madness in about 10 minutes or so.
Good, good, good. It's pretty awesome to be here in Detroit. I was reading today, Danny, that in 2006, when they hosted a Super Bowl here, they had to do some staging downtown to help it look presentable, including they hired people like from realtor agencies and interior designers to furnish unfurnished buildings downtown. That's how rundown Detroit downtown was. That is not the case anymore. It's pretty cool to be here in a revitalized downtown. And it is happening, man. Shane's been here before a couple times, many times, and showed us like this little alley where a whole bunch of bars are really cool. And just everywhere you walk, people in football jerseys, people, I think a picture like Texans, man. I don't know who the hell he is. You said it feels like Times Square has now come to meet the NFL draft. By design, this is what the NFL has wanted. This is the ninth year they've been on the road. The first was Chicago in 2015. This is the ninth one, and Detroit is getting the benefit. And this town is Lions crazy, too. Everywhere you look, there's banners. You see the one from Traverse City saying, "You deserve a vacation, Lions. Come hang out in Traverse City where the pit spitters are."
Tanny, No. Traverse City doesn't need to do that. We don't need more people up there.
Well, they want
Tanny's hidden gem.
They don't need to advertise, by the way.
They want Jahmyr Gibbs to go and have a great month in Traverse City on vacation. But this town is excited, and it's representing very well.
No, it looks great. They've done a great job. We'll see what it's like in Green Bay, Wisconsin next year to see if they can handle it and how many people are going to get there.
Will we?
On TV. I mean, why would I go when the Bears have the 32nd pick in the draft? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, cool, they drafted a guard.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you how to – exactly. I'm going to tell you how they're going to get there, by the way, to that 32nd pick in the draft. It's not taking a wide receiver in round one.
Okay.
Not taking a wide receiver at nine.
Okay.
If I'm to ask you next year – is the beginning of your winning window.
Yeah.
Because would you agree that next year should be year one of your winning window?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Texans just made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
And won a playoff game.
Yeah, they are set up with a nest where he can go in. You have 2,000-yard veteran receivers.
Yeah.
You have two veteran tight ends who can both catch the ball. You have You have a running
Gerald
back.
Gerald Everett's fine. But yeah. Okay. But he's, yeah, he's a serviceable NFL player. Yes.
Absolutely. Cole Kmet is a
good. Cole Kmet is good.
He's a top, solid top, receiving
he's a
tight end.
He's a top 10 tight end, yes.
You have a big-time free agent running back that you want to work into your passing game as well.
Yeah.
You do need additional wide receivers. Tyler Scott is nothing special. There's just about nobody else. Maybe Velus Jones Jr. is going to make the team as a kick returner. But you do need a wide receiver. But I don't think you need to use an asset this high up in this draft on a wide receiver when you are looking at a winning window that begins next year. You've got all those things already. You trade down from 9. If
Adunze's there at 9, you're trading down?
I do. I am.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I am. If Adunze's there at 9, I'm trading down.
That's
you're
ridiculous.
Not going to use him that much. And this, you're one of a winning window, Danny. And the wide receiver class is incredibly deep, and it's going to be deep again next year. You know it. Every year, the wide receiver class is incredibly deep.
Wait a minute,
but
though.
You'll get a wide receiver later in this draft. But if they trade down to, like, 14 or 15 and they get the best defensive player, the one that they want, if they have 3 or 4 that they want, or if they decide they're going to trade down there or a little further and they love Adonai Mitchell or they love Xavier Worthy or Leggett or any of these people, Jalen Polk, whoever they've decided on, I trust Ryan Poles.
I trust Ryan Poles, too. To be clear, today is about the Bears getting Caleb Williams. The 9th pick is a huge 1B story, but I'm not going to be mad. You know,
I'm not going to be mad if they take Rome Adunze. I'm not going
to
be mad.
Ryan Poles deserves the benefit of the doubt to see the architecture, the building of this team through as the architect that's gotten them to this point. So there's not – listen, trading down and taking a defensive player would be the closest thing I could probably get to getting mad. But I understand the argument of an impact defensive player to be the finishing piece to hopefully make this a top five defense. Uh-huh. I wouldn't like it because they've invested so much in the defense already, including a defensive head coach. But to me, what if Keenan Allen gets hurt? Now what? Like – depth matters, and their winning window is not just next year.
But wait,
it's Caleb's rookie contract
for sure.
And on that rookie contract, Keenan Allen is going to be there for one of the 5 years. And when he leaves, you're not, and you have the 22nd pick in the draft.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to have a guy who's going to be able to step in and be as productive as Rome Adunze or Malik Nabers.
You don't know that DK Metcalf was a second round pick.
I know
AJ Brown was a second round pick. Justin Jefferson went down around what, 19 or was it 21?
Of course.
So I mean, it happens all the time in the NFL because wide receivers are incredibly talented and the class is always incredibly deep. I still very much want a wide receiver out of this. You know, I love Adonai Mitchell. I like Keon Coleman. There are tons that people like. Those are two that I like quite a bit that I would feel great about getting in addition to whatever else I'm getting because you can never have enough cheap labor. You can never have enough cheap assets and really good draft assets in this league as you're trying to build a winner here in this window of the rookie contract.
I think that's a money ball mentality, and the Bears have done that at some point already. You need blue players. You need blue chip players. You need star players at premium positions. And Jalen Reagor was a first-round pick.
Yeah, he was.
Henry Ruggs was first-round pick.
Right before Jefferson. Jalen Reagor was before Jefferson.
And Tyquan Thornton was a second-round pick. And Sky Moore was a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. And again, I can get for every hit you give me, I can give you a miss.
Okay, well, George Pickens was a second-round pick.
Yeah, right. And he is an inconsistent, not nearly as safe of a productive player as Rome Adunze.
And Christian Watson was a second-round pick.
These are
early. I could go back and find others.
And Tom Brady was the 199th pick.
No, yeah,
of course. We could, but that's not a way to build a team. Like, you know what I mean? And so I think that the ability to take a premium player at a premium position. Now, listen, if they think that Byron Murphy is a more impactful position at 3 technique than Rome Adunze, okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, what if Montez Sweat gets hurt? Who's your edge rusher on
that,
this team?
That would be a problem.
There is none.
By the way, I agree with that.
They're worse off if Montez Sweat gets hurt than they would be if Keenan Allen gets hurt.
I agree with that.
At this point. And they're not going to go out and get a veteran edge rusher. If they trade down and they decide, you know what, Jared Verse is my guy, or Dallas Turner is my guy, or Latu, even though he scares me from a health – but if it's my guy, Chop Robinson. Like, if they come up with a great edge rusher and they've added assets and get a wide receiver late, I'm going to be just fine with that.
I agree with that completely. The biggest need on the team is another pass rusher.
I agree.
But the biggest need for Caleb Williams is another weapon.
But it's a pretty damn good nest they've built him already.
I know, but Caleb Williams wants to be here for 20 years.
I push back on this being a Moneyball philosophy because I'm talking about winning now. I am talking about winning now. I'm talking about
better. You think Byron Murphy adds more wins to next year's team than Roma Dunze?
I think
there's a much higher chance of a receiver having a rookie year impact than a defensive lineman.
Well, how about a defensive end? How about a pass rusher? What if I told you Dallas
Turner? These guys are not that good at defensive ends.
But if you get the first one and it's Turner and you like him, then and he has
most people think he doesn't fit the scheme perfectly for a 4-3. He's 2 years younger than Verse and Latu.
Micah Parsons, 11 overall?
12. Pick, one pick after Justin Fields.
Okay.
Oh, listen, if you tell me that any of these guys is Micah Parsons, I'm in.
What if I told you that Chop Robinson is Von Miller or is Micah Parsons?
then I want him.
And you could trade down and get him.
Then I want him.
Or you could take him straight at 9.
If one of these guys is Von Miller, Miles, so, yeah, absolutely, then I want him.
I don't know if Byron Murphy is that 3-tech guy, but if he is, then, yeah, I could see Warren Sapp adding more than Chris Carter to this team's playoff chances.
Okay. Okay. I can see
Von Miller or Micah Parsons adding more than Jamar Chase to this particular team's playoff chances.
But what about to Caleb Williams' career?
Well, Caleb Williams' career is not just in a one-year window.
No, it isn't. Time. No, I know, but the best way to make him successful is to give him premium assets. And that is the most important thing for the Bears. It's not, to me, just about winning this year. And by the way, come on, Matt Eberflus. Coach somebody up. Turn Pickens into something.
So Zach Pickens and Jervon Dexter.
Turn Dexter into something. Where is Dominique Robinson? You are a defensive head coach that has been given a gazillion assets.
I hear you.
Can you give me an overachiever? Please.
And you've just brought in your defensive line teacher as your defensive coordinator, who's supposedly a great defensive line teacher from Buffalo.
So I don't know how many more resources Matt Eberflus needs in order to have this be a great defense.
Yeah.
Second round pick in Tyreek, second in Kyler, second in for Sweat, second for Brisker. Money for Edwards, money for Edmonds, money for Jalen, money for Sweat. How much more does he need?
I'm asking you to think short term for this one moment and look at it and tell me if next year you're more impacted by having Roma Dunze as your number 3 wide receiver or their favorite defensive player, obviously.
As
your number 2 pass rusher or your number 1 3 technique.
Yeah, I agree that that's the bigger need for next year. I reject the thought process that should be the priority for the 9th pick in the draft.
Okay, I get it. So Tanny, he agrees with the need. He just rejects my thought process.
The idea is we have to maximize the number of wins in a 1-year window. Why?
Yeah.
Why is it about the maximum it's number of wins next year?
It's not in the one-year window. You've mentioned they're going to have – they have two twos next year. It's going to be a great wide receiver class again. So whichever young wide receiver you do add in this draft, and I want to add a great one. I've given you several names later than nine. You can also add one next year when the class is really good again.
We need to get to a report here for Shane Reardon to see what madness he's found himself in. Then we'll bring in Pat Manley. Then we'll pick up the argument. Then we'll get back to celebrating Caleb Williams. Our pets' heads are falling off. It's Parkinson Spiegel in Detroit on the score.
Mullen Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show, 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Joined by Bears president Kevin Warren. Is Arlington Heights even an alternative at this point?
The focus is really on Chicago at this point in time, and we're going to do everything we can to bring this to reality.
Tom Hayes, he is the mayor of Arlington Heights.
No, we're not concerned about it. We haven't given up the hope that the Bears are going to come back in our direction if they get a no on the lake.
Mullen Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This segment is sponsored by BBQ Authority in Lyle. BBQ Authority has Chicagoland's largest selection of Napoleon and other gas grills, griddles, big green eggs, pizza ovens, outdoor kitchens, and more. Visit the BBQ Authority showroom in Lyle or online at bbqauthority.com. That's bbqauthority.com.
NASCAR is coming back to Chicago. The biggest names in music headline the stage, while NASCAR's brightest stars chase the checkered flag. The Chicago Street Race Weekend, presented by Xfinity. July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
UglyDeck.com is on a mission to rid the world of ugly decks. We're not just a quality builder using the finest products. We also offer do-it-yourselfers a turnkey deck package, footing installation, and a free coach to save you time and money. Price your deck project today at UglyDeck.com.
Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin and Kenosha is a great place to shop for vehicles. This is Spiegs. I've shopped there three times for cars because you're going to get incredible service in beautiful showrooms that are built for your comfort. And the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is one of them. Right now, get 0% financing and up to $8,400 in bonus cash. Plus, Hyundai Assurance is America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Visit or shop online at rosenhyundai.com or rosenhyundaikenosha.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.